Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Jimmy Garoppolo, first and 10, 12-yard line, going to roll to his left, throws, caught by Brandon Ayuk on the 10, 5, diving for the end zone! Where's they going to mark him? He's out of bounds.
Stops like
the clock on the 1 or 2 yard line. Did not get in, but now it's first and goal to go. 49ers on the 1 yard line.
Boy, and Ayuk absolutely sold out, trying to get around. I don't think he ever went out. That is really, really close. I don't think his feet were out of bounds before that ball crossed over the pylon. Nothing out, nothing out, nothing out. That's a touchdown.
Here is Craig Rolstad. What do you got, Craig?
After review, it is a touchdown.
Touchdown! San Francisco! Ayuk! Ayuk! Ayuk is on fire!
He don't need no water. Let him score!
Tim kind of lost it there. You had it.
Let them.
You had it. The latest to sit down with us down at camp, that is Brandon Ayuk, by all accounts, having a tremendous camp, and he joins us. What's happening? What do you think of that guy screaming? Jeez, we'll settle down a little bit.
I haven't heard the full version. Oh, that's true. I haven't heard that one yet.
That's a good one.
You knew you scored, right? We were wondering if you got in. You knew you scored, right?
I had a good feeling. I had a good feeling. I scored.
Yeah. You had a lot of good feelings, starting with the Bear game all the way to the end, the playoffs, so... And everybody's saying to us, you're the MVP of camp. So where are you at today versus where are you at physically, mentally, spiritually, everything, Ali, a year ago?
Everything. I think just we were talking about even just today out there again, like last year was my first real training camp. So being able to leave and come back and just knowing what to expect coming into training camp helped with everything, like you said, physically, mentally. Physically being able to be in the right spot, mentally being able to understand what it's going to take on a day-to-day basis, and then just on my days off like yesterday, just being able to leave it, just take time to myself and just kind of unwind, and then release some of that tension that you have from training camp days, and be able to come back and start the weeks refreshed and start over again and just continue to build.
We're talking to Brandon Ayuk. We just had Trey Lance in, and he talked about your sessions down in Southern California. How important is that to gain a rapport with – and he was on the team last year. It's just he's not getting the reps that Jimmy was getting, so now you guys get a chance to work out.
Yeah, it was huge. Just being able to – just going out there, well, first and foremost, just being able to go out there and work together. You putting time together, so just knowing that – we're out here doing, we're in this together. And then also just getting down to playing football, just working on things, being able to come back and just say, I like this, I didn't like this, I want it like this, or what do you think about that? Just being able to work some of those things out previously. So that was good.
Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison, you know, two Hall of Fame players, they did this all the time. They go out before games and go through the passing tree and they work together. Watching you on the practice field with him, it just seems like you have a vibe, and you know he's got it with other players as well. But when you come out of a break, he knows the way you're going to run. You kind of feel the way he's going to throw it. Do you guys feel like you don't have to talk, and it's a nonverbal thing, but you're just vibing?
I think, it's definitely a vibe for sure. But that's work that was put in. Just being able to give him indicators, even Kyle and those coaches talk about all the time, give them the right indicators so they know where to place the football, and then just work put in, being able, him knowing where. To kind of get a feel for where I am when I come out of my breaks, and me getting a feel for how his balls come and when the balls come when I get out of my breaks. So, yeah, it's been huge.
So he was talking to us with Debo not being around, just the kind of rapport that you guys got, and now you bring Debo back in. So where are you guys, you know, as skill guys, just kind of working everybody in?
Yeah, I think just everybody. We've even just before this past offseason, we put in a lot of work with those guys and early on in spring. And so I think everybody in this offense, if you really just pay attention and you're detailed in the route, it makes it a little bit easier for us to be on the same page. And then I just think as we get more and more reps going through camp, it just makes it easier and easier. And we just continue to get better if we're doing what we're supposed to do. So I think everybody's starting to kind of click, and we're getting better. We see it every single day.
You guys are so young together. It's amazing. Mohamed Sanu was here. Trey was talking about the input, you know, what he did for you guys. And, you know, you and Debo and Juwan are young guys. Just leadership in that room. And, you know, your wide receiver coach has changed in the off season. You're a quiet guy. Debo's more demonstrative. Juwan. Do you have to have a leader in there? Do you kind of lead each other because you're so skilled? You have such a great skill set where it all meshes. You at X mainly, Debo at Z, you know, Juwan at F, and then mix in Ray and Danny and the whole group. But you're all so young. Mm-hmm. Does one guy speak up, or is it just the collective wide receiver room together that gets it done?
I think, in our room, like you said, we're young guys. So it's really just but everybody has a different kind of way of doing it. So Juwan, he's speaking all the time. I'm talking to Juwan all the time. He'll come and say, if you maybe try this out, or just talking to the young guys and how they should run their routes, just talking to them. So I don't know. I don't think everybody, it's just kind of a natural, just a room. Like when we talk about receiver room, it really feels like a room because it's never really just one guy trying to, we don't really have that older guy. We're all pretty close in age. So we don't really have that guy that's just kind of talking to everybody, kind of taking over the room, I should say, in terms of meetings or in terms of that leadership role. But we have guys, of course, Debo, we listen to him. We want to talk to him. We want to hear what he has to say. But I think we all just talk whenever we have something to say. We try to coach up the young guys, and it's a little bit different from position to position. We try to talk to people, the younger guys at X and the younger guys at Z for Debo and F for Juwan. So we kind of just take those guys and coach them up as much as we can.
How's the camp been? We hear how good the defense is, and now with Shavarius Ward back there now, you got a deep secondary. What's that been like in camp?
Man, those guys are good. Those guys are real good. And we're excited to have them. We're excited just mainly because as camp goes on, we get to work with them and get better. We get to learn them. We get to see how those guys are. But then also just into the season when we know those guys are going to be just fine dealing with anybody, and we talk to them all the time. They're like, we say we're going up against the best. You guys are going up against the best. So when it's time to go in games, everybody's ready to go. All the knives are sharpened, all the tools are sharpened. We're ready to
come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
So, Mooney Man was just on with us, Charvarius Ward. Wow. The one-on-one matchups when you go up against 35 are fun to watch. Is that a great challenge for you day-to-day?
Oh, yeah, of course. He does a great job of just switching it up. He's a longer corner. He has really good feet. But, of course, the length is I think, the hardest thing to deal with when going up against him. So just going up against him, it's like he's a cream of the crop in terms of DBs in this league. So I love to go up against him and just work my tools and continue to get better.
So tell us about Trey Lance, not only the work he did with him in the offseason, but just what you've seen year one and now you've worked with him year two. We had him in a little bit. He just seems more confident. I know from year one to year two, they make that jump. Fred was just talking about how much more comfortable you just are in the league and around mm-hmm. here. So what do you make of him so far, both on the field and off the field?
I say it all the time. I told him just like he's just like I told him. I said you were born to play the quarterback position. Just the way that he carries himself, just when he's just how he acts. Just when we were hanging out in Southern California, just the way he goes from day to day, you could tell he's a quarterback if you didn't know who he was. And you can start to see that. You start to see it on the field. When you come back, if we might don't hit on some, he comes back and he's just talking. You could tell it's not forced. It's not like he has to do that, but he just wants to talk. He just wants to hear what you think or what he may want you to do next time. But it's a natural, just natural leader. He's the definition of a quarterback in this league.
Man, he is a natural leader. And Fred Warner is as well. So we just had Fred on. Are you guys good? I wanted to time up where you were in the room together. And I could get in the middle of it. Are you good with All-Pro, Fred? What happened the other day?
Man, just training camp, football, two football
players. What did the head coach say about that? Don't do it again.
It's terrestrial radio, so yeah, you can't say that, right?
We don't want to. It's hot out there. We don't want to be out there any longer than we have to be. So
yeah, that's good. Steve Mariucci was joining us before, and he said that he told guys if they fight, they'd get kicked out of practice. So all the guys start fighting, so they want to get kicked out.
They
want to
get ready to practice, Dan.
I know it was hot that day, so you kind of had that in the back of your mind. But we got stuff to do. Kyle's not into practice. Kyle looked over. He's like, "Nah, we got work to do."
Yeah. How often is the head coach jump into the wide receiver meeting room? Is he in there a lot? Because he played receiver.
Yeah, you could tell he's – that's the position. I feel like – me personally, I feel like that's the position that he likes to coach. He always has it.
He's tough on receivers.
Yeah,
right?
he has issues with receivers and certain stuff. But he hasn't talked to us too much. He's kind of – I think they're – like you said, we got a new receiver coach. So
Hank.
Yeah, Hank. So I think he's letting him do his thing and figure it out as well. So, yeah.
You know, just based on what we've seen, what we've heard, though, I'm not saying, you know, you make certain goals or anything, but you got to believe that you're going to carry this out and have a big year.
Of course. That's the reason why you come out here and work every single day, just trying to build and continue to get better so that you can build momentum. We feel like Fred talked about it before we left, just build that momentum going into the offseason, have a great offseason, come back, training camp, everybody's getting better. Everybody came back better, and now we're all getting better because – we're pushing each other, and then we carry it into the football season. So, yeah.
Guys, you're back in pads today. I think you're in pads again tomorrow. Then Sunday, the fans listening, they should come out. It's a treat. You're actually going to practice in the stadium.
Okay.
And I remember that last year you got after it a little bit more. Is that a thrill? I'm going to play a preseason game a week from tonight against Green Bay here, but to actually have a practice inside Levi's is fun.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely fun just because you get to go out there and just get used to being back in that stadium again. And we get to hear the crowd again in the stadium. So it's a whole lot of fun. Get to interact and just have a practice in the stadium. Anytime you get to have a practice in the stadium, it's a lot of fun.
Isn't it exciting, too, because you put in all this work in the offseason? And I give you guys a ton of credit because I got to believe it can be tedious at times. But now you finally get a – you know, you guys probably won't play a ton against Green Bay, but that signifies that we're starting to get to games and all the work you've put in is going to start to pay off.
Yeah, we're playing football again. Even last night, just – I turn on the TV and you got football back on the TV.
The Hall of Fame game.
The Hall of Fame game. So it's like football's back is here. And that just excites me going back out to practice again. Like we're playing football again. So it's exciting.
Unbelievable.
Very
good
cool.
Seeing you, man.
Yeah.
You have a great year.
Thank you.
Congrats on camp and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys.
That is the great
Ayuk is on fire.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.